Vic Aspinall at Lloyds. On that last point, I just wonder what happens if the regulator says your figure's a bit too low, and then you have to go back to the board, aren't there?
Hopefully it won't just be, we think it's too low. We think it's too low in comparison with X, Y, Z. We think you haven't taken this risk into account. And then if the board really does feel strongly that they have, then there should be an explanation for it. It is their judgment at the end of the day. And then if there's an impasse, of course, there's always the ICP. But in the same way, if I take the number to the board, the board can believe that the number I've come up with is too low, because they feel the best estimate isn't necessarily where they want to be. We have to be prudent enough where there is additional uncertainty, and they may actually want to move on.
I'm sitting next to Vikash, of course, working with him now. A good question. Can I just say one thing quickly? That's one of the, this issue happens a lot. I mean, it's a big problem. If somebody's given you a number and their board's seen it, and you've got even a very tiny change you want them to make to it, it does put them into a very uncomfortable position with their board, because they've quite possibly told their board this is the number that is going to be all right. And then if it proves not to be, you know, you don't want to put people into an uncomfortable position, especially over a small matter, what could be a very small amount. And so this year, that's one of the reasons why we've asked people to submit a provisional ICA. It's partly for process and allow us more time to look at things, but it is also partly to circumvent that problem, so that people have got the time to get some feedback before they get to the point where they tell their board that's the right number. And what we would really like to happen is that by the time they do give their board a number, they're pretty confident, and correctly so, that it will get accepted. I do think that problem has been a big practical problem, and unnecessary. I mean, there's enough real problems without us inventing another one.
If I understand the process correctly, I think the idea is that a commercially oriented board would have an incentive to search for truth in a sort of unconstrained way and find the right answer. And then the fact that the board recommends a number of the FSA, we sort of piggyback off that to the FSA, therefore receives proof as well. But there may perhaps be a risk that it works the other way around. And the fact that a number will be subsequently used for regulation, boards may be tempted to keep them separate. The things that they're aware of don't really matter. I wonder if you have any comments as to how one can handle that when communicating with the boards.
In terms of information coming out in the ICA process, is that your point?
The ICA is submitted essentially via the board rather than from the actuary director.
Yes.
So you could come up and say, I've done possible ICA calculations and I've looked at 35 different things and I've allowed for or not allowed for this. And there's so much information that you wouldn't necessarily want to burden the FSA with all that information once. The question is whether the selection of the board makes is that with a bit of information is most suitable for the FSA, whether there's any room for potential conflicts there, that would be handled.
I think effectively the board is there to run the company, and it has all the responsibilities it does whether the ICA was there or not. And I think the fundamental principle is the fact that I would say 99.9% of the boards are trying to run their companies in an orderly fashion to make returns, not to work outside the law, etc. And yes, companies have to optimize their capital position and return position within the constraints and security that policyholders and regulators are seeking. So that opportunity is there whether the ICA is there or not. And so I don't think it introduces new issues. What it could possibly introduce is the fact that, and I go back to this game in terms of how much credibility a board puts on the number because an actuary has been involved. actually sort of perhaps not looking at the numbers independently enough. And that, I wouldn't say, is the board's fault. It's just the fact that they have higher expectations than perhaps they should be.
Picking up on your last point regarding independence, the governance around the ICA process seems to put a lot of emphasis on management buy-in. All the senior management need to understand and fully agree with the ICA assumptions and the resulting figures. Does that somehow jeopardize the independent position of the actuary, in that if the actuary wants to completely disagree with the board and say, well, I think your ICA should be twice as high as what the managing director thinks, is he actually still at liberty to say that, or is there a conflict there?
I think going back to the point of quantitative and qualitative, this issue always arises with reserves as well, in the sense of an actuary conducts quantitative analysis, arrives at a number, but generally there is a range within which that number can lie. And yes, there is a conflict that for particular business reasons the number gets pushed in a particular direction. So that conflict we've lived with for quite a while. In the ICA, in fact, the potential for manipulation is probably greater, because of the number of areas that you're looking at, the cross subsidies across, etc. And again, the reliance is on professional behaviour. And if something is outside the bounds of credibility, and as a qualitative adjustment, you feel that there is, you know, strong reasons which are there, rather than a difference of view. So don't forget, a lot of the stuff on the ICA are views. So the potential conflict is there, but we need to behave professionally, and if we feel that's being compromised, then we need to act in an appropriate way.
Can we please show Niall his appreciation for helping us come to the board?